now in terms of seeing them today, but kind of watching the Flexes and kind of figure out who they are right now. How do you feel the Panthers right now, based upon what they are and what they have?
Well, I think they're a dangerous team. I think, you know, they're a team kind of trying to find their identity. It's a little bit different team than last year, but whenever you have a quarterback like Cam Newton running the show, he's always obviously a dual threat quarterback. He has the big arm, can put it down the field. They got receivers that can stretch the field, especially with the young guy. He's a big target, real physical off the line of scrimmage. And then they got their running backs healthy, so they're starting to run the ball a little bit better. So it's a team I think they'll come in and try to run the ball a little bit, and they've got the guys to do it between three running backs and a quarterback to kind of manage the game, control the game. And still off the play action pass, they got some threats that can go down the field.
What's different for you, if anything, without DeMeco in there?
Nothing. You know, that's the biggest thing that I think coaches want to see and players on this defense want to see without DeMeco out there is really the communication from the Mike linebacker. And that's going to be on Casey Matthews and Emmanuel Acho, just making sure that they can be loud and quick with their calls, however we call it. And once they do that, everybody's on the same page and we fly around and play. So schematically, nothing's different. We'll have the same packages. We'll keep our defense exactly the same. And we'll lean on those guys to really take that role on and being a play caller, being loud, being definitive, and we'll go play fast.
Will anybody give him help?
We'll give him help.
There's leaders on the team. Obviously, yeah. You're considered one of those guys. But will anybody try to give them help during a game, even though they're getting the calls?
No. They're the Mike linebackers, and Mike's run the defense. So, you know, even though we got other guys who probably could help, we're going to let them do their thing. We trust them. We know they've done it before for us. So we're not going to mess ourselves up with too many people trying to lead. You know, the Mike linebacker calls the defense, and they'll do it. So when it's their time to speak, they'll step up and have that for us.
How tough of a loss is that? Malcolm, I mean, he's a leader.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's a huge loss from a leadership standpoint. His playmaking ability, it's a huge loss, and it's something – he's a player that you really can't replace. And you look at the response from our team when he got hurt, guys coming off the sideline, and then even a response from the Texans coming off the sideline. You see the impact that a player like that has, not only when he's on your team, but when he's left your team. So, you know, it's definitely something that we can't replace, and, you know, it's going to suck moving forward without him. But at the same time, we've got guys – that have been behind them, studying them, meeting with them, that we have confidence in, that can step in and take us to where we need to go.
Calls from a Mike linebacker, how much is that for the secondary, or is it more specifically for the front seven?
It's for everybody. They get, you know, the secondary lined up, they get the front seven lined up. So those calls got to be quick, they got to be loud, so that everybody knows, you know, what they're doing. They can't second guess themselves. But the good thing about our system is that the Mike linebacker can't be wrong. So as long as he's loud and you know, definitive with it, it can be something different than we practice. But if everybody's on the same call, then, you know, we're all wrong together, which is being right. So that's the one good thing. It's not super complicated. They just got to be loud and definitive, and we know they will be. So we don't see any problems with that. We don't have any doubt that they can handle that. So our game plan is going to stay exactly the same.
Is these injuries, man, how do you guys deal with them?
Just move on. It's something, you know, it's every year, and every team is going through something at some point in the year where you can give yourself an excuse or an out to not do well, whether it's injuries, whether it's some kind of distractions or players getting in trouble or internal fighting. Like, it's always going to be something that comes on every team, and you can either use it, you can either take it for what it is and move on, or you can use it as an excuse. And I think this team really fought a bunch of different adversities, and not once have we used anything as an excuse. We look forward to opportunities and moving forward. We got guys that have been itching to play, and their numbers being called, and we're banking on them as a team for them to step up and really play well and play to their best ability. So I don't think any confidence has dropped in anybody. I don't think our goals have changed now that, you know, certain guys are out. I think we still have the same high aspirations that we did back in training camp, and we'll just move forward with the guys we have.
It's the other side of the ball, but as a player, do you feel kind of the sea change that comes along with a change of quarterback?
No, to be honest. I mean, I think, you know, as a defensive player on the sideline during the game, I didn't even know Nick got hurt. And then, you know, as the offense goes, nothing was different. from our standpoint. So for us, we still expect the same thing out of our offense with Mark at the helm. And, you know, he gets a lot of reps in practice. So he's not one of those backup quarterbacks who's just doing scout team all year and then all of a sudden you throwing him in there and telling him, go win us a game or go win us more than one game. He gets a lot of reps in practice the way Chip sets up our practices. So he's getting reps not only against the one defense but with the twos. And so he's gotten a lot of – probably more reps than any backup quarterback in this league right now. So we feel real comfortable with him plugging that in. And like I said, with all the other offensive weapons that we have, you know, we're fine. The biggest thing is just protecting him, making sure he doesn't take those unnecessary hits. You know, and offensively, I think the biggest thing is just protecting the ball. And I think he'll do that. He's been around the league long enough. He's learned a lot, seen it all. So we got a lot of faith in him.
And so you played against him. I think you guys were in the same draft class. Mm-hmm. You see him in practice. What does he do? What challenges does he give a defense?
Well, he's smart, you know, and I think – and I've, like I said, we're in the same draft class, so I got to see him as a rookie and to where he is now. And he's grown so much as a quarterback. You saw it in the game. You know, he comes in right away, throws a heck of a ball down to Macklin, perfect touch and distance. It was a great throw. Then he comes back, the one he threw to Jordan, he looks off, you know, the safety and comes back to the seam. And that's stuff that we play, you probably get a few quarterbacks in the league that can really throw that accurately. A lot of quarterbacks will try to look off and then can't make that throw back, or they don't look off at all. And that's the sign of a well, you know, he's a seasoned vet. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to manipulate defenders to get the look that he wants. He knows how to read defenses. So, you know, he's got the tools and he's got the confidence now. And I think this system obviously is something that he can play well in and he understands, is comfortable with. So I think he'll have a good outing.
Billy Davis said earlier regarding Earl Wolf and his first start that it was okay, had some rust. How did you assess Earl's performance?
I thought he played well. Nothing jumped out to say that he did anything bad or wrong. You know, there's a couple things from a leverage standpoint, small little alignments that'll help him, but that just comes with experience and getting out there and playing. But I thought he did well. I thought the one thing he did really well was just make calls. He got guys lined up. There was no confusion. Sometimes with young safeties, that's the problem is how do you, you know, what call, when you give them freedoms to make four or five different calls, it's like what call are they going to use and how fast do they get it out? He did a good job of settling the guys on his side, getting calls out, getting guys lined up, taking control of his side, and that's one thing that we were concerned about and wanted to see him do well, and I thought he did.
Did he lean on you a lot during the game or leading up to the game?
No, not really. I mean, during practice, you know, we talk about things that we got here or there, how we're going to – what tools to use here, what we're going to call. But in the game, no, he didn't lean on me much. He took the bull by the horns and really took control of his side, which is what we needed. And I thought he did a good job in that standpoint.
Good.
No problem.